There's a lot of people in the world today who are very, very frustrated with Capital One right now.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Recently, Capital One has switched a lot of their debit cards and maybe some of their credit cards to the Discover Network. Now, generally speaking, a lot of people, when they hear that, they just assume that Capital One bought out Discover, you know, as a bank. And people don't realize that Discover is actually a card processing company or a network, just like American Express or MasterCard, Visa card, you know, etc. So if you remember correctly, if you are a Capital One cardholder or member, you know, on the back of your card, majority of your credit cards and debit cards by Capital One were originally a MasterCard that was, you know, processed everywhere that you swipe it. I think there are some of their credit cards that are Visa cards. I believe the Venture X is a Visa. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they have maybe one or two cards that are on the Visa network, and those are fine. But for a lot of their MasterCards, they are now processed under the Discover Network. And the issue is Discover Network is not accepted everywhere. So recently, a lot of people are going to pay their bills online, or they're trying to buy something out of the country or whatever it is, and their card is declining every single time they swipe it. And generally speaking, by me taking card payments, just owning a online service or online business, some of the merchants that I use for my billing system, they do not accept Discover. So I myself been getting a lot of emails and calls from customers. They're like, hey, I have the money available on my card, but I keep getting an alert that says my card declined. And initially, you know, I just didn't really you know, dive deep too much into it. And I was just like, okay, well, clearly you may have typed in your card incorrectly, or, you know, maybe it's a fraud detection. Maybe you need to call your bank, let you know it's you, you know. But that's not the case this time. It's actually declining because there's a lot of billing systems for online payments that does not accept Discover Network. So for those who are listening or watching this episode, if you know you have a brand new Capital One debit card or credit card that you just received in replacement of your MasterCard that Capital One used previously, well, here's your answer. This is the reason why your card is declining. Now, what can you do? One thing you can do, you know, is maybe switch to a different card to pay your bills or to pay your payments. You can wait, you know, a little while as more companies start accepting Discover, which I think that's what Capital One plan was. Once they switch or bought the Discover Network or whatever, they wanted more competition for, you know, Amex, MasterCard, Visa. And I think in the future, they're going to take Discover Network a little bit past, you know, where they are right now. But as of today, you know, summer, early fall of 2025, it has definitely been a bit annoying. You know, even my wife, for example, she has a new Capital One card, and it's through the Discover Network. And I believe she runs her Facebook and social media ads with her Capital One card. I did run it through her Capital One card, and you know, now she can no longer do that, because even when she go to pay it or pay her ads through her marketing campaign on social media, it declines, because I don't think the Facebook processor accepts Discover now. So she had to switch to one of her other credit cards and start making payments with a different card, because just some merchants do not accept Discover. So if you're someone that's out there and you're over here, you know, punching a wall because you can't figure out why Discover or why your new Capital One card processed by Discover Network It keeps declining no matter how many times you call Capital One and it's like, hey, you know, it's me making this purchase. You don't have to keep rejecting my card because you think it's fraud. You know, it's actually me. No matter how many times you do that, you go back and try it again, it's still going to decline because some billing systems do not accept Discover. And again, yes, Discover has, you know, recently become like their own little bank, and they have their checking account and savings account. They have their own cards, but the Discover Network is a processing company. It is a transaction processor. So, you know, I guess Capital One bought into it. So now they can be paid on interest payments that, you know, people borrow money from Capital One. Now, I guess they can be paid transaction fees and things like that. So they're getting paid both ways here. So again, you know, if you have a new Capital One card that is through the new Discover Network and it keeps declining, don't beat yourself over it. You know, just switch to a different card, try a different payment method. And, you know, as the Discover Network gets better and it's accepted in more places, you're going to see less of those declines happening.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.